We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
It was a beautiful day for the return of Chicago's Pride Parade on the North Side yesterday after a two-year hiatus because of the pandemic. WBBM's Terry Keschner was there.
Rainbow flags, marching bands, political signs, throwing beads, blaring music. It was all back on North Broadway.
Finally back after 2 years, so it's exciting. Finally be able to, you know, participate as well.
What does the parade mean this year?
I think it's really important because people, after the past couple of years, are finally able to get again closer. We're still, you know, we have our precautions, but it's more than just pride. It's standing up for people. It's standing up for rights. It's standing up for love.
That's how we show our pride, by being grateful, by standing up and being accounted for. Because if you don't stand up and be accounted for, you're kind of like in the divisiveness.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
This portion sponsored by NJ Diet, reeling from the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. Democratic politicians gathered for yesterday's Chicago Pride Parade. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the growing number of states that are banning abortions will make Illinois a more attractive place to corporate America.
More employers are going to see that being in a place that takes away their employees' rights, takes away people's rights, people who are just trying to exercise their reproductive rights or their LGBTQ rights, that they're going to want to move to a state like Illinois where we protect them.
Now sports, sponsored by Alfa Romeo of Glenview, and here's Josh Liss.
Hi, good morning. Game 6 is the limit for this season's NHL Stanley Cup Final.
4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. It's over! They did it! They did it! The job is done! The Colorado Avalanche are Stanley Cup champions! And they will lift Lord Stanley a mile high!
Overall, this team is just a bunch of fighters. And our motto throughout the year was just pesky abs. So we never wanted to go away. And that was kind of what we stuck with, and I think it showed tonight.
Those pesky Avs, and playoff MVP Cale Makar clinched the cup with a Game 6 win in Tampa 2-1. Credits Altitude 92.5 Denver. Goals from Nathan MacKinnon and Arturi Lehkonen off with Darcy Kuemper. 22 saves. Colorado's the cup champ for the third time, first since 2001. A career-high 13 strikeouts from Dylan Cease. The White Sox beat the Orioles 4-3 to end a four-game slide. They're in Anaheim tonight. Wilson Contreras singles in a 10th-inning run. Cubs beat the Cardinals 6-5. They get a day off. Courtney Vandersloot's buzzer-beater, the difference in a sky win over Minnesota. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
We're a day away from primary day in Illinois, and a new survey breaks down recent trends among voters.
More than 1 million voters across 43 states have switched to the Republican Party over the last year. That's according to voter registration data analyzed by the Associated Press. They include both former Democrats and those previously unaffiliated with either major party. The phenomenon is playing out in virtually every region in the country, red states, blue states, in cities, and in small towns in the months since President Biden replaced former President Trump. I'm Shelley Adler.
Several people were taken to hospitals last night after an incident at a Northwest Side Forest Preserve.
Five people were hit by a car at Schiller Woods in the 8600 block of West Irving Park Road. It happened just before 7 in the evening. Witnesses told Channel 9 that a driver mistakenly put her car into reverse and lost control. A Forest Preserve spokesperson says the driver is 89 years old and also suffered injuries. Rado Simula told CBS2 he was among those who helped rescue a person who had been run over.
One of the other people that ran towards us said, start lifting the car up. So I did the same, and I didn't know, but I found out later there was a person underneath the car. So we got that person out from underneath the car.
A Forest Preserve spokesperson says the six people taken to hospitals did not suffer life-threatening injuries. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
Gary police were involved in a shooting yesterday.
Officials say a Gary officer shot a suspect while responding to a call of a person with a gun. Gary officers had been dispatched to the 2300 block of Johnson Street around 5 p.m. due to a call of a male with a gun who was making the residence unsafe. Police said during the course of contact with a male, an officer was forced to discharge his weapon, striking the suspect. The Lake County Sheriff's Department is now handling the investigation. The officer was placed on mandatory desk duty for the extent of the external investigation. There's been no word on the condition of the suspect. Bob Conway, 105.9 WBBM.
Terrifying moments in a CTA bus after a shooting in Garfield Park yesterday afternoon. Now, police are searching for the gunman. The story from WBBM's Nancy Hardy.
The man was sitting in the back of a Route 53 Pulaski bus when police say two men boarded near Jackson, walked to the back, and started shooting. It happened at around 1:17 p.m., and before the gunman exited the bus, police say they hit two men in the head. One was taken to the hospital in critical condition and has since died. The other, a 24-year-old man, refused treatment at the scene for a graze wound. No one else was injured. Police are looking for the gunman, who they say headed east. Nancy Hardy, 105.9 WBBM.
A television political analyst has lost a family member to gun violence in Chicago.
Fox News political analyst Gianno Caldwell, who's a native of Chicago, wrote on Instagram that his 18-year-old brother Christian was murdered on the South Side Friday morning. Caldwell wrote that the day he heard the news was, quote, the worst day of my existence. Never could I have imagined my baby brother's life would be stolen from him. Please keep my family in your prayers. The shooting appears to have taken place near 114th and Vincennes around 2 a.m. Friday. Two men and a woman were shot in the incident. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
A great day at a forest preserve on the northwest side turned tragic when a car went out of control and ran over several people.
The incident happened shortly before 7 last night at Schiller Woods around the 8600 block of West Irving Park Road. A Forest Preserve spokesperson says an 89-year-old woman driver was among those injured when she ran into five people. Rado Simula was among those who rushed to help lift the car off two people. He told CBS 2.
I'm just glad that they're okay. You know, when I saw them get hit by the car, I didn't know if they were going to be alive or dead.
Channel 9 talked to witnesses who say the woman had accidentally thrown her car into reverse, and that's how she ran into all those people. The woman and the five people hit were taken to hospitals. Bernie Tafoya, 105.9 WBBM.
Times have been tough for Chicago's gig workers who drive.
Gig workers in Chicago using their own vehicle to make a living have for some time now been operating on the tightest of margins through the pandemic during decreased demand for some of the services, and now as fuel prices soar. The Sun-Times reports that the drivers are needing to pull out a number of money-saving tricks, such as driving fuel-efficient vehicles and even driving slower. And some are looking for different types of work altogether. Brandon Eisen, 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois voters will be going to the polls tomorrow in what's the latest primary election date in the state in nearly 100 years. Voters will choose candidates for statewide races, including governor, attorney general, secretary of state, U.S. senator, and U.S. representative. Also on the ballot are numerous state, Senate, and House races, as well as county officials.
The railway company Canadian National says it's investing $150 million to upgrade its operations in Illinois. That plan includes replacing rails, rebuilding road crossings, and performing general maintenance work on its systems infrastructure. The Chicago Symphony Orchestra is ready to return tonight to Millennium Park after a pandemic hiatus.
The estimated attendance for the concerts at Millennium has ranged from 10,000 to an overflowing 25,000 people. Millennium Park opened in 2004, the Chicago Symphony Orchestra helped to inaugurate it, first with a concert that was private, but then the others came, and they were free and open to the public. COVID stopped the run, though, so tonight's performance of the park will be the first time since 2018. Dave Berner, 105.9 WBBM.
A crackdown is coming for people driving under the influence for the upcoming 4th of July holiday. The Kane County State's Attorney's Office is working with local police departments holding that no refusal initiative. According to the Kane County officials, it's designed to assist police efforts to obtain a search warrant for individuals who refuse to submit to chemical testing after a DUI arrest. The initiative started back in 2008.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.